As European society has become wealthier, the amount of waste it produces has risen accordingly. Much of this rubbish is harmful to the environment, and with over 2 billion tons of it being created in Europe every year, the task of treating and disposing of it safely is no small feat. To combat the problem of excess waste, European Union directives require member states to introduce legislation on waste collection, recycling and disposal, and a number of EU states are already recycling around 50% of packaged waste. Although the Czech Republic still lags behind, there are now signs that it is gradually catching up with its European neighbours. Chris Jarrett explains.
For many Czechs nowadays, sorting household waste is becoming commonplace. On average, last year, every Czech person recycled 36 kilograms of rubbish, more than 10% higher than the previous year. This is partly thanks to a number of measures adopted by the Czech government in compliance with the 1994 EU Directive on Packaging and Packaged Waste. In 1997, the joint stock company EcoCom was founded and has since introduced a number of schemes to encourage Czech people and companies to recycle. Projects have included a communication campaign for children, promoting environmental education in primary schools, and financial incentives for firms to sort and recycle waste. Kateřina Saronová is a spokesperson for the EcoCom organisation.
We have a big campaign for sorting and recycling in TV, an information campaign for people in Czech Republic, for citizens. Every year we spend 30 million for campaign. We have a commercial in TV, in other media, and we spend money also to municipalities for information campaign in municipalities for their citizens.
Even Czech celebrities are being brought into the recycling drive. Lukáš Poller, the whitewater kayaker who won gold at the 1992 Barcelona Olympics, and former Los Angeles Kings goaltender Milan Hnilička are taking part in the campaign to encourage Czechs to think about the environment. But EcoCom does not only target domestic recycling, and as raw materials become more expensive, companies are keener to invest in coloured recycling bins, sorting lines and advertising campaigns promoting the reuse of materials. For every bottle made out of PET, a type of recyclable plastic, which is recycled by EcoCom, member firms pay the organisation half a heller. This money is then given to local municipalities to buy additional recycling bins and to fund the countrywide campaign. Although half a heller may seem a meagre amount, when you consider that EcoCom now has over 21,000 clients and operates in regions encompassing close to 10 million people, the efforts of the organisation have indeed been significant and much progress has been made. However, if the Czech Republic is to catch up with its German neighbours, who last year on average recycled 60 kilograms of waste per person, Kateřina Šaronová believes that more efforts are needed to change the Czech mindset.
We had a problem in Czech Republic that people are lazy for sorting waste. And so this was the reason why we have this big campaign to say to people that it's really important to sorting their waste and that it is really an environmental behavior. And we have really still problem that people are lazy for that. It's true that year by year are still more and more people which sort waste, but it is still less. We need more people.
Thanks, Chris, for that report.